Well, Shane Easney is a Rose Hill, Minnesota farmer and also a board member for Farm Bureau, who actually made the trek down to the convention in Austin, Texas this week, spoke with Mick Kerr on Farm Talk yesterday, and we found out more about what's going on at this year's big event.
All right, well, Shane, you're at the American Farm Bureau annual meeting representing Minnesota Farm Bureau. You're on the board of directors, so I guess you've had some important workshops and policy meetings and discussions. So I guess, I bet you were at President Trump's speech yesterday.
I was, along with about 4,000 other Farm Bureau members yesterday. And honestly, just thrilled to get an American president at our annual meeting for the third year in a row. We kind of think it shows his commitment to agriculture. Prior to that, we hadn't had a president in over 20 years. And so we're thrilled to have a president here. And like I said, it seems that he's shown commitment to rural America, and thrilled with some of the progress that's been made the last couple of weeks.
There has been a lot of course, his impeachment trial starts tomorrow, and he's had some uphill battles here in the PR department in fighting the trade war with China. And obviously beef producers and soybean producers and corn growers have felt a little pain. So how do you respond to that, though, Shane?
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate he has to be dealing with that now. He did mention it very briefly, but, mostly he focused on his successes and what he considered his good accomplishments for agriculture with the trade deals with China and USMCA and recent agreements with Japan and South Korea since he's come on board as president. And that's mainly what he focused on. Talked a little about ethanol and some of the other topics too. Stayed away from the fray of what's going on in Washington regarding that. But he really gave a positive speech and tried to assure us that better things were ahead for agriculture in the United States.
All right. When it comes to all those policies that Farm Bureau has been rallying, whether it's rattling the cage of EPA, ditch the rule, get waters of the U.S. Modernized, and all of the other trade issues, I guess, what are some of the discussions that you're having with leadership there, Shane?
Right. And yeah, still pushing forward. The president did mention yesterday, too, about WOTUS and the rule there and, taking away some of our personal property rights. So that's still something we're going to push through. He's also made some commitments to make some more changes there. So that's also a good thing for agriculture. It really does give us a better outlook that we'll have some control over our own property. And that's something that Farm Bureau is a big proponent of.
In far northwest Minnesota, the waters of the U.S. have certainly different implications than southern Minnesota.
Yep. Yeah, it does. And, most of the concern, I think, was with a lot of the navigable waters terminology that was used that, consisted of mud puddles or small little streams or ditches. And I think that was one of the concerns mostly of agriculture, that the scope of it was way too small of water bodies on personal property.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.